Welcome to Torah Temach Hanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Nun, the 50th Perek. This Perek is a short Perek, and it forms part of the Haftarah for Parshas Ekev, which is the second of the Shiva Dinachimta, the seven Haftarahs of Nechama. And although this Perek really is part of the Shiva Dinachimta, the part of comfort, and the part of Yeshayahu, which focuses around comfort, its main emphasis is really about Am Yisrael taking responsibility for the distance that we have between us and Hashem. And you might ask yourself, what is comforting about knowing that we messed up and we're far away from Hashem because we messed up? Well, there's no greater comfort than that, because that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to take us back. If we were far away from Hashem because Hashem didn't love us anymore, then there's nothing more tragic and more heartbreaking than coming to terms with that. But that's not the case. Hashem says, I love you. I still love you. I want you back. And that should be a form of comfort, which should then be the impetus to turn us to do teshuva. And so Pasuk Aleph tells us, Ko omar Hashem, thus says Hashem, Ayeze sefer kritos imchem, where is there a divorce bill which I have given to your mother, asher shelachtiha, to send her away? Or mi menushai asher makarti etchem lo? Or who is the creditor for whom I have sold you? In other words, bring me proof that the relationship between you and me is over. Show me the divorce papers. Show me the paper which of sale, which shows that I've sold you as a slave. He says, there isn't one. There isn't one because I haven't sold you, and I haven't given you away, and I haven't divorced you. I love you. Rather, hein ba'avonosechem nimkartem, ubepashechem shulcha imchem. It's because of your sins that you were sold, and because of your sins that I've had to send your mother away. The Mefarshim all point out that this seems to contradict a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. In Yirmiyahu, Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually says, I have sent Bnei Yisrael away, ve'etein es sefer kirtzeseha eleha, and I've given her divorce papers and sent her away. How do we explain that on the one hand, Yeshayahu says, there is no divorce. Show me the divorce. I love you and I didn't divorce you. And on the other hand, in Yirmiyahu, it seems to say that Hashem did divorce us. There are a couple of different answers to this question. The Ibn Ezra points out that perhaps it's a reference to the 10 tribes versus Yehuda and Binyamin. The 10 tribes maybe were sent away with a divorce, but Yehuda, in the short term, has not been divorced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and rather we've been just sent into a short exile. The Radak has another reading. He suggests maybe that there taka is a divorce, and this pasuk is actually saying, not show me the divorce as a rhetorical question, but rather an actual statement. Let's open up our divorce papers. Let's see what went wrong in our marriage. Let's deep dive into how things fell apart between you and me so we can see how we can fix it. And what you will find is that Hashem says, I did nothing wrong. This was all you. And this was all you doesn't absolve me from the relationship. In fact, the opposite. It makes me the one who's waiting to repair the relationship, sitting lovingly and waiting to rejoin with Am Yisrael and to be close to Am Yisrael. And that's what the Abarbanel says. The Abarbanel says, the more we look at this get, the more we see that our whole relationship is defined by us, cause and effect. When we sin, Hashem is far away from us. And when we don't sin, well, then Hashem is very close to us. Rav Hirsch is of the opinion that there was no get. And this pasuk is actually the rhetorical, where is the get? Prove it to me. Why? He says, because if there was a get, then we could say that we're not responsible to keep Torah mitzvahs anymore. But really what this pasuk is saying is, show me that our relationship is over. And since it's not over, well then, we have an even greater responsibility to dive into Torah and mitzvahs and be bound to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His laws. And if that's the case, if we have an ongoing loving relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu where He hasn't left us, then Pasuk Bey says, Madua bati ve'en ish, karati ve'en oneh. Why when I come does no one respond? Why when I call out does no one answer? When I call out and beg you to do teshuva, you don't respond and do teshuva. Hashem says, I'm ready. I'm ready for you. I'm calling out to you. In fact, Hakatzar k'tzara yadimi padot, is my hand too short to be able to save you? Ve'im ein bi koach lahatzil, do I not have the power to save you? Of course I do. In fact, I've got a good track record of doing that. Hein bega'arti achariv yam, asim naharos midbar tiv'ash dagatam me'ein mayim, v'tamot batzama. I have turned water and dried it up into dry land. I have turned rivers into desert. And the fish inside of the river have rotten, and they've started to die of thirst. And this seems to be a reference to Kriyas Yamsuf. I have redeemed you from exile before in the craziest miracle where I dried up the river, and you walk through on dry land, I can do it again. Rav Hirsch points out that it's not just the miraculous which is meant to move us to be close to our Kodesh Baruch Hu and to do Teshuvah, but the question, Madua Bati Ve'en Ish, Karati Ve'en Oneh, applies every single day. Every single mitzvah is an opportunity where Hashem calls out to us and says, be close to me, answer me. Every Shabbos when we light the Shabbos candles, every Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, every single bracha we make, every mitzvah that we do is an opportunity for us to say to Hashem, I'm here. But if we don't do those mitzvahs, or if chas v'shalom, we do the mitzvahs, but we're not answering God in those mitzvahs, we're just doing them, and we're not building a relationship with Him, well then that silence, that's going to define our relationship with Hashem. Pesukim Dalet and Hey feature a different argument. Hashem says, if you argue that I don't care about you, I've proven to you that I have. But now you might have a different argument and say, well, maybe the reason why we're far from Hashem is because of our chinuch. Nobody told us about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one taught us how to be close to Him and how to be genuine with Hashem. He says that's not true. Because, Pasuk Dalet, Hashem Elokim Natani Lashon Limudim Lada'as La'ut Asher Ya'ef Davar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me being Yeshayahu, the tongue to be able to speak. To be speak La'ut at the right time, the right words for the weary people. What does it mean to say the right thing at the right time? Well, it could mean that it's always timely, meaning what he's saying is appropriate for the person who's trying to listen. Or the way that Barbanel understands it is that he speaks to me at the right time. I'm always open to hearing the words of Hashem when he speaks to me. And that fits in well with the next phrase of the pasuk where it says, Ya'ir baboker baboker, Ya'ir li ozen lishmua kilimudim. Hashem awakens me every single morning, rousing my ear to teach his children. It's always the right words and it's always the right time, because saying the right thing at the wrong time is actually also saying the wrong thing. And that's Yeshua. You're far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of you. You're far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you haven't kept Torah and mitzvahs, because you could have. You were taught the right thing to do and you still didn't listen. In the next couple of psukim, Yeshayahu talks about how badly he was treated. And the reason why he brings this up is because he's insisting that despite being treated badly, he still remains loyal to Hashem's mission, and he still keeps teaching the people Torah and mitzvahs. Pasuk Vav says, Gavi natati lemakim, I offered you my back for you to hit me. You, meaning these people, these ungrateful Jews who are doing averas, ulechayai lemotim, and my cheeks to those who want to tear out my hair. Panai lo histarti miklimot varok, I didn't hide my face from spit and from insults. I didn't even stand up to you guys. I just kept speaking the word of Hashem. I kept teaching you Torah and telling you how much Hashem loved you. You heard it. You heard it again and again and again, despite you trying to shut me down. Some of the Mefarshim understand that Yeshayahu was treated terribly by the people of the time. They mocked him, they made fun of him, and we've actually hinted to that in other places in the Sefer. However, some, like the Abarbanel and others, say that actually he wasn't treated so badly. Yirmiyahu, Amos, and Micha were treated horribly. And this pasuk is not saying that he was treated badly, Yeshayahu, like these people, but rather that he was prepared to it. He was prepared for being treated badly, and he said, my back was ready. I offered you my cheek. I didn't turn away. But ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me and ensured that I wasn't treated as horribly as some of the other Nevi'im were treated. And that's Pasuk Tes. He says, Hein Hashem Elokim Ya'azarli. Hashem will help me. Mihu Yar'isheni. So that no one can actually hurt me and do bad against me. Hey, Kulam Kebeged Yivlu Ash Yochlem. Because all of their arguments and all of their horribleness will wear out like a garment and will be destroyed with moths. The garment imagery is very telling. Essentially, what he's saying is that just as the Malbim explains this, if you wear a garment again and again and again, eventually it's going to get worn out. So too, your arguments against Hashem and against Nevuah, they're old. They're getting old. I've heard them before. It's the same trope every single time. It doesn't look good anymore. It looks like an old, outdated garment. And it doesn't take away the validity of what I'm saying. And it doesn't even weaken me in my strength and my resolve to teach you the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so there's really one pasuk in this entire short little perek that gives instruction, hope, and space for those who have emunah and bitachon, and that's pasuk yud. Yeshayahu says, I know it's hard to serve Hashem, but Mi bachem yireh Hashem shomer b'kol avdo. If you choose to have yiras shamayim, and if you choose to listen to the word of his avadim, of his neviim, even though they're being abused. Asher halach chashechim ve'ein nogalo. That's going to require you walking in darkness and having no light. Yiftach b'shem Hashem v'yishan be'elokav. You should trust in Hashem and rely upon Hashem's name. If you choose to have emunah, it's going to be hard. You're going to go through times in which there's no light. But you have to understand that you don't actually need light to know Hashem. You can have emunah even, as we say, ve'emunascha b'leilos. You can have emunah even at night. We are the people who are shomerim laboker. We're waiting for the morning, and as we go through the darkest times, we're still shomerim laboker, we're steadfast, and we're absolutely certain that our Kaddish Baruch Hu will save us. In fact, our perek ends with the alternative. Pasuk Yud Aleph says, you have two choices. Either you can be the person in Yud who says, I'm going through the darkness, but I'm unwavering in my belief in Hashem, or I can decide to start striking up a match. Hein kulchem kodchei esh ma'azri zikot. If you choose to light, kindle up a fire and make a little bit of a fire, and this is how the Malbim reads this pasuk, you should know that l'chu b'or eshchem u'b'zikot bi'archem. This might work for you. You think that you're going to walk by the blaze of your fire and by the fire that you've lit, but it's not going to last because miyadi hayatazot lachem lema'atzevat tishkavon. Because I promise you, as the Navi of Hashem, that this will come from Hashem's hand, that you will lie down in pain. Uma'atzevat tishkavon, the Gemara says, is the thing that the Malachim say when wicked people die. You will die in pain. Because lighting your own little fire and thinking that you can make your own little version of light in the world of darkness is not true if you don't have real emunah. Emunah is the only thing that's going to outlive the dark exile. Every other form of hope is going to die out. Rav Hirsch reads this light as passion. If you can plug in your passion to any ism you want, that is not MS, that is not Hashem, and you think, you know what, all will be good because we'll jump onto this movement and this idea and this ideal. All of those things are false and fake and will not last. But Emunah and Hashem will outlive all of these things. And finally, Rashi. Rashi says the fire here is not your version of passion or your false Emunah like we've said up until now, but fire ultimately means anger. You're angering Hashem. When you block your ears, when you avoid taking responsibility for your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're going to anger Hashem. And I think this message is so relevant for today's day and age, where we live in a world in which I think that we understand the second part of the message, which is that Hashem loves us. I think we talk about and we sing songs about how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, but I'm not sure if we've managed to inculcate into our communities, into our children, into our homes, this understanding that we are the ones responsible for that relationship with Hashem. And we have to do more to reach out and develop and deepen our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because at the end of the day, there's no get kritos, there's no divorce paper, and ultimately the responsibility is on us. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema, L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara Shelano, U'Lepitzu'ei Tzahal, Achenu Hayakarim, B'Toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, Nina Vachaim Shenka.